Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is set. Welcome to the Great Burger Debate of 2016. We've heard the spin. We've heard the empty promises. But now it's time to put them to the test. Let's begin the Great Burger Debate of 2016.
You've heard the talk, but can they walk the walk? All of the fast food burgers in this campaign have promised to deliver good texture and good flavour to the fine people of Australia. But tonight, they're on stage, on display. Can they live up to expectations? This is the Great Burger Debate of 2016 with your host, executive producer of the Generic Live Show, Dale Campbell.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time is near where four candidates are up on the main stage today. In a moment, we will introduce our candidates, but I really want to introduce my co-moderator, co-moderator in crime, Kieran the Mad King, all-round foodie of dogma, and all-round food expert. How are you going, Kieran? You're a last-minute addition to this. I want to add that just real quickly here. So, I'm going to talk to you when you take a drink.
That's perfect, mate. No, I'm doing quite well. I'm actually, as I was saying before the show, I'm not intimidated by the amount of food and the candidates in front of us, but just the selection and the range that we've got. Like, they've really gone all out with their running mates as well.
We've got some good candidates here. Great candidates. And, you know, we've got candidates on the stage that, you know, you and I haven't been exposed to before.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, I've been exposed to most of these candidates, but there's a couple of latecomers that have really shown their hands to really surprise us, to really get into this final stage of the debates.
Yeah, as we know, the Burger election is coming up on July the 2nd, and we really want to, this debate is about highlighting them.
Yeah.
Less about our ability to eat these things, but more about the candidates themselves, because, you know, we do hear a lot, and we've heard from one of our candidates quite a fair bit in this election campaign.
Yeah.
About how good they are. Do they stack up against other candidates in the race? That's the big question today. We're here live at the Generic Live Show, Live Emporium, so apologies if it sounds echoey. Kieran and I are sharing the one microphone I do have. Clearly, I'm not equipped for this sort of thing. If you are watching on YouTube now or later on, we do thank you for sticking by us, because we did have some logistical errors, as you would imagine, getting all these candidates on the one stage. I mean, you know, some of the independents and the minor players here just couldn't get the schedule right. Which, does that hinder their ability?
I wouldn't think so. Like, I seriously wouldn't think so. They're definitely still surprise newcomers to the actual debate, so it should be interesting to see what they can bring to the table.
No pun intended.
That was pun intended.
Oh, they've got lots on the line for coming up this afternoon. Before we introduce the candidates, the rules and how this debate will work. The rules are simple. Each candidate, along with their running mate, will get 1 minute to introduce themselves. Oh, wait, burgers don't have mouths.
No.
So, oh wait,
we have to introduce them.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. So we are introducing each candidate one at a time for 1 minute. Okay. We got a live studio audience. You want to hear it from the live studio audience? If the mic will pick up from it. Yeah, see, the live studio audience. Yeah. One of the trusty ones is going. Shut up. We'll turn the microphone on the audience now. It's all about us, really. They're going to keep track for 1 minute. Then, one by one, the candidates will have their say in our stomachs. While one, we're going to go one co-moderator at a time. We're going to alternate who starts, of course. Yeah. Guest will go first, because I've just made that up on the spot. Because I'm polite like that, I guess.
I don't know where to start.
Each candidate will start. We'll start with the major players, and then we'll get to the minor players. All right. They're going to have their fair share of time. Then we're going to make closing remarks about each candidate and some, you know, other debate commentary if there's any controversies that spark up throughout the afternoon. So how does that sound?
That sounds pretty solid. It sounds like a good plan. I think all the candidates are really, really keen. They look so eloquently presented so far, but we haven't seen what's really deep inside their heads to see what they're really made of, to see how they're really built on the inside. So we'll definitely have to see how that goes, and that might possibly factor in.
And some of the candidates, their presentation isn't great, but it's not about presentation today. Mm. It's about, well, I suppose with these candidates, we want the whole package, but we're really just focusing on a great burger. That is why we're all here. And ladies and gentlemen, let's get started with the great burger debate of 2016. Let's begin with Hungry Jack's / Did Burger King offer this one for international
Burger listeners? King does offer this.
Okay, Burger King does offer it for international listeners as well. So, Hungry Jack's / Burger King with... Well, yeah. We're going to introduce them all first and then go one by one. Okay. So first up, we have Hungry Jack's / Burger King with the Whopper. You've heard this guy out on the campaign trail. We're picking him apart. We'll see what he's got to say. He's with his running mate, where you haven't really heard much from him. He's had a bit of campaigning time. Chicken Fries. You know, you've heard a bit from him, but not in the campaign. He's been fairly hidden. Second, we have McDonald's sending in their competitor, the Double Quarter Pounder, with their running mate, Gravy Loaded Fries, their newest addition to the fry menu, which I think is a wise move to send a newcomer out with a major player.
Yeah, it is. The major player should be really good. Double Quarter Pounder is really all-round, really well-liked. Is an old classic from McDonald's as well.
It's not a traditional candidate either. I would have sent the Double Quarter Pounder out. I would have sent the Big Mac.
Big Mac would have been what I was expecting from McDonald's to put out, but... It's good to hear that they've decided to put someone else out as their representative. I think Big Mac's had its time in the sun. It's getting a little old and played out now. But it's still good for the British viewers, and I can't help but make this reference. Just remember that this will be the Royale with cheese.
The Royale with cheese. Well, is it Royale indeed? We'll find out. We've got the Zinger Burger from KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, with their running mate, Popcorn Chicken. So lots of chicken going on there. And why did we include this fourth one? I mean,
because we couldn't go for the other independent because it was on the other side of town.
That is, the other independent candidate
could not make it.
So we settled with Red Rooster sending in the barbecue bacon crispy burger with their running mate, French Fries. Okay, the running mate's a bit weak here, but we'll see how they play out.
The running mate for Red Rooster is tried and tested. Like, not a lot of people can be easily disappointed with Red Rooster's running mate here. I know in my lifetime I've heard a fair bit about it. I've had a fair bit of experience with the running mate, but just the running mate. I don't usually listen to what Red Rooster brings to the table, but this should definitely be interesting.
I reckon we're in for an interesting debate here this afternoon. So without further ado, let's begin as the Mad King introduces the Hungry Jacks and what they bring to the table this afternoon. Your time starts now.
So what Hungry Jacks / Burger King is bringing to the table is the Whopper. It is a very well-constructed burger, very classic. It's been one of their tried and true methods. They've got many variations of the Whopper, but we decided to go with the very simplistic base version of the Whopper to give everyone a fair chance. But regardless, even though it's just the base Whopper, it's still very well made, perfect taste, Very fresh ingredients. The patties are usually really well done. The buns usually never seem to have an issue. They usually hold together really well under the weight of the burger, which is going to be a big thing if it just tears apart in your hand.
And that's time for the Whopper here. All right. Do you want to run me in with the McDonald's?
All right, yeah. So, we'll have Dale introduce the McDonald's candidate, the double quarter pounder, in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Well, as the two people up on the couch attested, the double quarter pounder is not the traditional I'm not traditional candidacy. I've ran in minor elections to get actually on the standard menu. I was successful in that run, and I think I'm packed with all organic meat. I've got a nice balance of fresh ingredients like onion and lettuce. What is not to love about lettuce on a burger? Am I right? Boo. then my sidekick, gravy loaded fries. Well, the loaded fries is a relatively new concept from McDonald's, and we've chosen the newer version of the loaded fries to get name recognition out there for McDonald's. Alright, that's enough time for you, McDonald's. We'll move on now to the two lower parties. When I say the least favourite presented candidates, we're going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and give the Zinger Burger with the Running Mate Popcorn Chicken its fair share of a minute. And we're going to start that in 3, 2, 1 now.
Well, the Zinger Burger I've actually had a lot of exposure to as a candidate in the past. It's one of my usual go-tos when I usually go to KFC. I usually don't enjoy a lot of the KFC works, mostly because I don't like drumsticks as greasy finger food. That's usually where my big drawback is with finger food, if it's like really greasy in your hands and you can get really like messy and you have to get really hands-on with it. I'm not a big fan of it. But the Zinger Burger with KFC, with the popcorn chicken side, really nice. They're the ones who did introduce the popcorn chicken as a side. McDonald's brought across the McBites, which is their attempted rip-off of it. None of the other candidates seem to have anything similar. But the Zinger is a very well constructed burger. It can be very hit or miss at times. Like, the bun can sometimes fall apart on you, but usually the fillet on the inside of the burger with the mayo and the spicy sauce is pretty decent.
That's enough time for you, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, do I really have to introduce
yes.
this? Okay. I shouldn't be so mean to Red Rooster. I mean, it's a matter of opinion. The independent, the latecomer actually to the table, a late minute swap out for Red Rooster with the barbecue bacon crispy burger and their running mate, the fries. In 3, 2, 1. Well, you know, Red Rooster is starting to become a major player, believe it or not. They're starting to get a fair slice of the chicken side of fast food. I mean, they're no big competitors to Kentucky Fried Chicken, but they're getting a fair slice alongside other local outlets if Red Rooster try and preserve that family business. I believe our candidates can do really well. Now, we don't at Red Rooster, I'm pretending that I'm Red Rooster, we at Red Rooster don't make many burgers. We believe we've sent our best burger in to kind of fight for this debate. I mean, we need to get good grades on this debate, and we've sent an old classic, the French fry, out, because it is a nice chaser to this burger, we believe.
Definitely.
All right. Those are the candidates. Wow.
Where do we start?
That's a lot of stuff. Do we want to start minor and work our way up?
I say we do. I really want to try this Red Rooster burger.
All right. We have Red Rooster. I'm passing you a burger. I like cover, by the way. So if you couldn't see it close up, I'll give you a close up look. A camera eyes view of the burger. One of those is yours. We don't have to eat them all now, by the way. Well, I recommend we eat all the burger, but not
all the burger, yeah. But we'll leave the sides till later if you can't finish them.
More dinner for me. Alright, so if we unravel that, guest will go first.
Yeah, it's
So you'll wrap your mouth around this. That sounds weird out of context. Clip that out for later. So if we inspect the... Ooh, I don't like that.
It's a very small burger.
But that lettuce, though, at the bottom.
Ooh, yeah. I think it's just because of the sauce, to be completely honest. It does look semi-fresh, but...
Mine doesn't at all. I'm gonna be completely honest there.
It has been drowned in the barbecue sauce. That's the issue.
Okay. So we've got...
No, the lettuce is fine.
The lettuce is fine. The Mad King has drowned. Determined... The foodie in the room has determined that the lettuce has drowned. Well,
it's just been drowned.
Well, Mad King, if you wanna start that, because you're the guest, you get to eat first. So I get to do a play-by-play on how your live reaction to you eating from Red Rooster. This sounds really grim, by the way. So, here we go.
I'm not sure where to start on this one, because you can clearly see where the chicken fillet is throughout the majority of the burger.
Which is good.
Which is good. Like, that's good coverage. Yeah. But then you lose it on one side, but there's the bacon there from the burger. And that's what makes it difficult to decide. Do you want to go for the bacon end first, or do you want to work your way into the bacon? I think I'll probably go from bacon end first to get the full flavor.
That's a wise move by Red Rooster. I will give you a credit there.
I don't think it's intentional, to be completely honest, but...
Oh, and the cheese is melted into the bacon.
Has melted into the bacon, which is a good sign.
Okay.
And that's a usual really nice thing to do. If you can get a perfect cheese melt across your entire burger.
It's a solid start.
It is a good start to get a solid cheese melt across the entire burger.
So here we go. If you want to move off mic, you can. Alright, so we've got a complex look from Mad King here. He's really, really getting into the burger. Don't know if that's just first impressions, though, because don't know, a lot of these candidates make good first impressions, but regret later. Like I am seeing here. I don't know if I can lean back to still talk and still have your face on camera, though.
The chicken's a little dry.
The chicken's dry, that's not...
The tiniest bit, like, I'd have to have the chicken by itself to determine if it's the chicken itself that's dry or if it's the burger.
Okay.
But it's a very good taste. The barbecue sauce is really works with it. Chicken and the bacon work together really well. The lettuce adds to it. It's a good overall taste. As a mainstay burger to have as a meal, I wouldn't put it at the top.
Okay.
It's a good snack, but for the price of it, that's a bit of the issue there because of the pricing.
All right, that's a fair assumption. And for the record, this for Red Rooster is the only one that came bundled in a meal that we could get the burger and the running mate bundled in a meal together. So
you can definitely taste the cheese in it.
Okay,
like the cheese is a. As I said, perfectly melted. That's a really good sign. They know what they're doing with their cheese, at least.
Okay. That's a good start.
And you can definitely taste the cheese throughout it.
Yep.
All right. Let's see how it matches with its sides.
Let's see if the sides live up. Well, you know, provide a better independent with us. So this is a good conversation to have. What are the purpose of the running mates with the burgers here? Are they to... They don't want to outshine... They're to compliment. And I reckon the French fries are the best chance here to complement the burger.
Like, it is the good classic Red Rooster recipe. Tried, tested, like, really well tested. I don't think it's really changed that much. I'm not sure if you can really see it on the box there, but you can just see the little small amounts of grease stains coming through.
I can show that.
The smaller amount of grease stains is a good sign. Like, it's not good to have greasy food, don't get me wrong. It's not good to have a lot of greasy food, but compared to what a lot of other places put out, like if you look at McDonald's or Hungry Jack's, when you're done with their fries, it's usually completely covered in grease, their boxes that they come in.
And this is an interesting experiment too, because many of these candidates haven't had time to sit. I mean, they're not cold, we've got them fresh, but of course, throughout the course of the next hour or so, they're going to have a chance to sit. which I know is not the purpose of fast food, quote unquote, but yeah, lets the saturation get in there.
I think my opinion might be changing of this burger.
All right, as the further you get into, further you get into it, I mean,
it's getting nicer.
We're getting, yeah, well,
I'm getting more acclimatized to it, I guess. Like, yeah. Barbecue sauce works really well. You can taste the chicken, the lettuce, the bacon, the cheese. Works really well. Once again, the issue is the price of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the exact pricing it is for the burger itself, not the meal.
Yeah.
But it's a very good, well-rounded burger for someone who doesn't have a big appetite. Or as, if you're ordering a half or quarter or full chicken from Red Rooster, it's good as a, side from someone who doesn't like having their chicken that way.
I don't know either. They don't itemize that there.
I wouldn't call this a main meal. This is probably going to go something alongside one of their mains.
Yeah.
Like,
or a lunch?
A quick lunch, yeah.
A quick lunch.
That works.
Okay. Alright.
But yeah, I don't see this being a mainstay unless they really upsize the burger.
Alright, have a bigger bun then.
The size of it probably is equivalent of a Hungry Jack's / Burger King or Macca's cheeseburger.
It's
about that size.
It's a chicken cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's essentially a chicken cheeseburger with a few added extras.
But it is a very, as I look at it now, ready for my turn, there's 4 ingredients.
Mm.
Well, actually, cheese, lettuce.
5.
5.
If you count the barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's 6 if you count the bun, but we're not counting the bun. But 5 core ingredients. I feel like that Red Rooster sent in a strong independent candidate here with 5 solid ingredients that can work. I mean, I haven't had my shot, but I'm just going on your first.
It's a tried and true formula as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have crumb chicken fillet with lettuce, cheese with sour cream and satay sauce on a bun, hands down. That's really nice. It's very similar.
Yeah.
So it's a very tried and true method. The bacon is unique. Not a lot of places would put bacon with chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You see a lot of places, if they have chicken burgers, they don't put bacon with it.
You don't see that at the major candidates, or even KFC that much.
Yeah, even KFC doesn't do that.
Oh, okay. They've really sent it a strong...
The lettuce is definitely an obvious. The lettuce and the cheese is a must with chicken to give it that moisture, to give it that extra taste. Barbecue sauce is also unique. You don't typically see barbecue sauce. Most places use their own, usually spicy sauce or, excuse me, tomato sauce, like in the case of the quarter pounder. Like, or you don't even use sauce at all, just use mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah.
Mm.
I reckon Red Rooster sent in a strong beginning candidate. All right, I can't hold back any longer. Do you want to? I have to dig in here. I mean, I'm sorry, but
by all means, go for it.
I'm gonna start because you really talked the burger up a little bit. Actually, now that I come to think about it, and you know, by the way, sorry if you want to point this out and talk while I get into the sides. But about the ingredients on the outside and how that promises people.
Well, ingredient. I assume you're meaning the burger here.
And on the wrapping they have.
Oh.
Yeah, what's in it? You know, the.
They do indeed, actually.
Yeah. I noticed that too as I'm looking.
Yeah, they do actually on the presentation of the burger. Definitely has. It says tasty cheese, crispy chicken, fresh lettuce. It doesn't say the sauce, but you can assume that by the fact that it says
There it is.
But barbecue bacon crispy burger right there. Alright, so he's going in for the first bite. He's going for an upside down technique, actually, not the typical way of holding a burger. A little perplexed, not sure what he was expecting. He's not sure if I did talk it up or not. His might be different to mine. The fillet definitely looks a lot thicker on his than mine. Mine's definitely a very thin piece of chicken fillet.
I'm not finding that it's dry.
Yours isn't that dry?
Mine isn't that dry.
I mean, I'll try the chicken by itself to see if it is dry, because it could just be the bun and the burger doing that. No. It's pretty well cooked. There's not a lot of dryness in there. Like, there's a
tiny bit, but...
No, mine's...
Yours is perfect?
Mine's near perfect with the chicken wire.
I mean, so is mine. Mine's near perfect. Like, it's impossible to, like... If you're being really nitpicky, you can pick all the things out that is wrong with it. But as a general overall burger, it's actually really nice.
I'm thoroughly
surprised.
I like this a lot. I think the chicken overpowers it a little bit.
Mm.
We have a slab of chicken. With, the bacon adds a little bit. Of kind of separation there, but I feel like the lettuce isn't really... I know the lettuce is there, but it's not
really... You can't really taste it.
Exactly.
Mm.
So I feel... And it can't really taste the cheese because it is melted into the bun and the bacon, because you can't really separate it out.
I could definitely taste the cheese, though. In mine, I could really taste the cheese.
Okay. There it is.
Yeah. It's usually towards the center is where you get the cheese.
Yeah. In terms of the Running Mate's really good. I'm glad they went with a classic.
Mm.
Because as you have the chicken, as I found, as I'm swallowing the chicken and putting the french fry in, it's a good,
it's a good chaser.
It is a good chaser. Let me just have a couple more bites here I feel like it's good, but it's not wowing me more and more as I bite into it.
Mm.
I'm finding that. I mean, we're different here, actually.
Yeah.
Which is...
No, I'm similar, like...
Oh.
Once you get... there's the first and second bite that really get you, but then it starts to really... I'm not going to say go downhill, but it doesn't improve where it starts. It starts high and then plateaus. It doesn't start lower, gets higher. It doesn't start high, gets lower, high, gets higher. It just starts and plateaus. It doesn't change. And that's not a bad thing. Right, I'd much prefer that over a burger that starts higher than gets lower.
You're right. It's not getting lower.
Mm.
It is staying at...
It's staying at the same level.
There is a bit of a dip, though, as you go in.
It's a little bit of a dip and a rise as you go... Oh, sorry, I should stop drinking that V. Speaking of V, if you want to sponsor me, I'm always looking for a sponsor.
Yeah. All right, I think we move on. What time gets away with this? So,
I'll start up a little pile down here.
That is a good, solid start. I'm really happy the Red Rooster sent in a strong candidate, though. I feel like that...
Will they win?
No.
No.
But they gave it their best.
Mm. Now, presentation-wise, the Zinger Burger isn't as spot-on, I guess.
And we are moving on to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm. But out of all of these, I would rate this on second on my list, like from what I've had in the past.
Okay.
It is not for the faint of heart if you don't like spicy food.
I do not.
It can become very spicy very quickly if you're not careful.
I do not like spicy food, so I'm not looking forward to this.
It's in with the chicken, though. Like, because how KFC do their crumb chicken, it is the chicken itself that's spicy.
And it is a crumbed chicken.
It is a crumb chicken, so it is in with the crummy. It's part of their herbs and spices that they add in when they crumb the chicken. But this is the baby model to the Zinger Stacker. And the Zinger Stacker... That spicy. I haven't had the regular Zinger in a while.
So, can we go back to Red Rooster, though, for just a second? Because these are both chicken burgers. It's good to see two chicken burgers and two beef burgers up on the stage today. But was the Red Rooster one battered? I think it was.
That was definitely battered.
So yeah,
that's not crumb. That's more of a batter.
That sent in a battered one. So, and now we've got a crumb. We've got some diverse candidates, so that's all that point was.
Well, KFC is known for crumb chicken, whereas Red Rooster is known for doing oven roasted chicken.
Oh. So who wants to begin on this one? You can begin.
You can. No, I've had this plenty of times. You start.
So,
I'm not sure how spicy it'll be. I think it's the chicken itself that's spicy. If that.
First and foremost, there's nothing on the top bun.
Yeah, it's got a little bit. Ooh, it's got. Wow, shit, that's a lot of kick for that tiny little bit. Surprise. Holy shit.
Oh, the wait, is the candidate scaring you off?
No, I'm quite surprised there was a lot of kick in just that tiny bit of crumb I had.
So I lifted off the first bit of the bun. There's nothing on the top bun.
Yeah, they put all their stuff underneath the chicken.
So, and, well, at least Red Rooster had the cheese there.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with the top view now.
Whereas this only has the mayo, the lettuce, and nothing else. It's got some kick to it.
No.
No? Not a fan of it?
It's not... Oh, there's the spice.
Yeah, there it is. It's an aftertaste spice. It's not a kick you in the teeth straight away spice. It comes in after you've started really getting... Like, after you've had the mouthful. No, just not a fan of it?
Not a fan. I'm not at all.
Why is that?
I think... I don't know what I was expecting, though,
from KFC.
I mean, they talk up their chicken, they talk up, you know, they don't talk up their burgers, though.
Like Red Rooster, they don't talk up their burgers. Their burgers are very much a specialty item. You have to get into the burger to really enjoy it, whereas KFC is more known for their big family dinners that have all these different forms of chicken.
I feel like there's no first impression. There's nothing that you can... Yeah, you're sinking your teeth into something to begin with. You're just giving up and you want to get into the Zinger Burger. So you take a bite into it. And as you process the bite, you get nothing. But yes, you do get the spice on the beginning. But the burger, you need something.
You don't get it straight away.
You really don't.
And that's the issue.
Yeah.
Whereas with the barbecue chicken one, you got the first impression straight away. Whereas this one, you have to give it a couple of seconds for the spice to kick in and for you to say, do I or don't I like it? Because it doesn't have any cheese, because it doesn't have any bacon, it's a very... You're tasting the mayo and the chicken and some of the lettuce.
Yeah.
You don't taste any other flavours because it's only a... three-flavour burger.
It's only a three-flavour burger. And I think the problem... I keep facing you. I should be facing that one too. I think the problem is... it's not wowing me. I was expecting KFC to bring something a bit stronger. Something a bit more punch. I mean, not punch. There's plenty of spice here. And I'm actually tolerating the spice quite well.
Well, this is still their base burger, remember.
That is like, true.
The original candidate that had been discussed was the Zinger Stacker. And that's got cheese. I think that's even got bacon. It's got two sets of fillets on it. It's even got a spicy mayo sauce on it. It's got lettuce. Don't get me wrong, it's a bigger burger by about double the size. Like, double the height. It's about the same radius. But got a lot more flavors to it. But as a base burger, like, this is something very quick you eat.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Red Rooster, too. All of their burgers are basic.
This is a side, not a main.
Exactly. And we haven't even gotten to the sides yet. So, and I feel like it's not... I don't know. I just feel disappointed. I just feel like I was... I've heard a lot about KFC and their burgers. I mean, I've had experience with some other basic burgers from KFC. I've not had this Zinger before. Because I just avoid spicy food because things like that happen. So I just feel like they could have sent a stronger candidate in at this point in the burger election. I just feel like they could have sent a stronger candidate in to really mark their state on this stage.
I was about to move on with the side as well. That's what I just tried. Then having a bite, then chasing it. The popcorn chicken works. It's not the mainstay side. The side for their burger meals are chips as well. Or fries or whatever you're more inclined to say. I'm inclined to say chips. That's just how I was born and raised. My family's not Bogan, but they're rural New South Wales, so...
So, yeah.
Different way of speaking, I guess. But, the popcorn chicken, it does work. It's not as spicy, and it does take some of the spice away. but then replaces it with its own, like, little dull spice. Because popcorn chicken in its own has a small amount of spice, like, enough to get the tongue tingling.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a different, like, I have different herbs, and I just have a different seasoning.
It's a different seasoning, which is what does it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's good, because it does take away of the spice of the zinger, and replaces it with more of a tongue tingler than more of a, holy crap, this is spicy. Not, like, not that level of spicy, but a good noticeable amount of spice that's in the zinger.
I mean, the popcorn chicken is strong on its own.
Mm.
If you eat it with the burger, I just feel like they're too different.
Yeah.
They're too juxtaposed, if that's the word, to each other. So I feel like they don't really match.
Well, as I was saying, a popcorn chicken usually isn't the side you have with a burger. You can normally get the popcorn chicken by itself with a side of chips. Or you can get the Zinger Burger with a side of chips.
Yeah.
KFC also pushes their chips a lot. Like, compared to all the other competitors here, I think I would put KFC chips on top.
Yeah.
Hands down, I would put KFC chips on top. Very beautiful chips. It would have been much a better running mate than the popcorn chicken. But because we've got fries, chicken fries...
KFC wanted to try something different. And I applaud them for that. Mm. I really do. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
And the combination doesn't work.
I mean, they're good. They're good.
Mm.
They're good on their own. I mean, if it was a separate election between the sides...
Ooh, that was really spicy, that bit.
And the sides and the burger. I mean, if the candidates were running on their own, I reckon the Zinger Burger wouldn't do well. But I think the popcorn chicken does, though it doesn't match, it kind of pushes the
brand. It doesn't complement.
It doesn't complement, but it pushes the brand, though, too.
So, I can't really show this on camera, but if you notice, you can actually see some of the spice getting into the mayo there. So, that orange coloration there.
Yeah.
That's the spice getting into the mayo.
Yeah. I reckon that was a mild disappointment. I'm sorry, I just...
No.
I mean, again, I handled the spice well.
Mm.
You would know if I didn't handle the spice well, because I'd be coughing all over the place. Or coffeeing all over the place. I wish. Alright, so we got two candidates left. I haven't eaten all of my burgers, by the way.
I've eaten all of my burgers.
I just shoved them all off the side.
I've got to stop drinking beer, or else I won't be able to finish any of these. I won't be able to finish the rest of these burgers.
My burgers off before I move on. Oh, not really.
Not really. Like, save room for the other ones. Because I made the mistake of eating the whole burgers and still having something to drink. And it's like, I really don't know if I'm going to... I'll eat half of the third one, but then it's like, I'm going to get a mouthful of two of the fourth one.
All right. So, do we want a break or do we want to keep going?
We'll break.
All right.
We'll break. That's halfway down.
We are going
need to... Need to digest.
We need to digest. We'll be back. In a couple of minutes here, with the great burger debate of 2013. Thoughts so far, though? Actually, we'll do that on the other side. Sorry. We'll do that on the other side. We'll be right back.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by you. That's right. You. Over at patreon.com/geekio, where you can help us out with a small monthly donation. For as little as $1 a month. Do you know anything that you can buy for $1 a month? I don't. That's right, though. $1 a month. When there's no terms, there's no conditions. $1 per month to help us out to unlock some really, really cool goals. A goal that I personally want to help unlock is the weekly Mana Pool Show, which is a weekly playthrough of D&D 5th Edition. It would be really cool if we could do that weekly. And you can help that happen with as little as $1 per month. That's right, $1. $1. $1. There's nothing you can buy with a buck these days. A buck a month would help us out tremendously. Just head on over to patreon.com/geekio to help us out. We thank you, the listeners, for your support and keeping the lights on here at the show.
Hello, dear listener. Here at Geek.io, we're always happy to give some support to the little person. So today I'd like to let you know about a small internet startup called Amazon.com. Go to geek-io.net/Amazon to check out their large catalogues of books and magazines. I believe they may have some other items for sale too, records and videotapes perhaps. Using geek-io.net/Amazon lets them know you discovered them through us and I'll throw a few pennies our way. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Great Burger Debate of 2016, live here at the Generic Live Show Emporium. It's great to be down here. We have a little bit of an audience here. Let's hear it. Yeah, thank you. We'll be here all day. All day. Probably in the shitter. But that's I can say that. That's PG, right?
I'm pushing it. Pushing it. Well, I've already used the one allocation of swearing, so...
Well, I've used the other one.
We're only meant to have one.
We're halfway,
we've already used it.
We've used our wild card. But no, good to see, though. We do have another wild card I want to mention before we get to our thoughts. We have one wild card.
Where is it? Oh, there's the other one.
It's called the Hand and Face Refresher. We can use this wild card.
The moist towelette.
A moist towelette. No, a personal refresher towelette. These came courtesy of Red Rooster, by the way.
Oh, these were Red Rooster? I thought these were KFC.
These were Red Roosters.
Oh.
So, a little bit of an incentive there from Red Rooster. I'm not saying it's bribery, but I'm just saying they're getting into the debate. That's the thing, though. I feel like Red Rooster are trying to be strong. And
I might need to use this soon.
That's right. One time. You're getting it. The Mad King's getting in there. Please join me in welcoming back the Mad King. All-round foodie of Dogma and all-round foodie. You're now the foodie of Generic Live Show. I hope you realise this.
I'm more than happy with this.
A late addition to the debate.
It's actually really nice. Like, it's got a small... It's got,
I'm
like,
reviewing the moist towelette now. This is what this has come to.
Yes, it's pre-moistened, which is what you expect in a moist towelette, but usually it's just...
My package here.
It's pleasant. Like, the smell of it's pleasant. Like, normally with a moist towelette, it doesn't usually have a nice smell to it, or it doesn't, like... Or it doesn't have any scent. But this has a very light scent, and that's really nice if you're cleaning your hands, cleaning your face.
I hope Red Rooster keep doing this, like, including moist towelettes as...
KFC does.
KFC does, but didn't in this case.
No, because you didn't order it as a meal. If you order if you order them as a meal, they will give you a moist towelette, KFC.
Yeah. So, I do like the touch, though.
Yeah.
It is a nice touch.
Nice touch.
Put that up there. you got your pile down there.
Yeah, I got my little pile.
So we're at the halfway mark. Thoughts, opinions.
It's a lot more food than you actually expect.
And we haven't actually finished all of the sides in the one scene.
No, I've barely touched the sides. Like, I've had maybe 10 pieces of popcorn chicken, maybe a good
half my fries
quarter of the fries. I definitely know what I'm going to be snacking on over the next couple of days. Just put all the sides in the fridge and nuke them.
Yeah.
And when I only have them, like, that's definitely what's going to be happening with these sides. Like, the burgers, you can't preserve the burgers, unfortunately.
I should have devoured.
So what we don't have is kind of going to waste.
But that's fine.
It's not my money, I don't care.
Beep! No, I'm just kidding.
Not my money.
You can say that. You're a guest, you're fine. My money on the other hand. Anyway, I reckon, thoughts though, on the two competitors we've had, the two lower sort of tier candidates we've had so far, I reckon, at the moment, as it stands, and I know this might change, but Red Rooster's running away with it. At the moment.
For you, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay as unbiased as possible, but... Because of my different tastes, I am liking KFC more.
Hmm.
But that's my own personal taste, and everyone has their own taste and their own opinions.
I don't know. I don't know if it's biasm. I just feel like...
It might be, because I've never had Red Rooster, but I'm a decent KFC fan. That's what I'm worried about.
That's fine. Okay, that's fair.
But you'll definitely see if there's biasism when it comes to the Hungry Jack's burger. I eat Hungry Jack's more than anything here on this table.
I eat McDonald's probably more.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I eat McDonald's, I eat McDonald's too.
Yeah.
But...
I have it like...
At the end of the day, if it's McDonald's or KFC side by side... Oh, sorry, McDonald's and Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
But I will go Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I will 100% go Hungry Jack's over Macca's.
It depends
might be a little bit more expensive... But I just prefer it.
Yeah. I can see that. I think, I don't know, I think, you got to agree with me here, though. Red Rooster has put in a decent
performance. Oh, God, yeah, that was really surprising when Red Rooster brought out. I was not expecting something of that level. Like, it was, or like, yeah, it was a big surprise. Not ever having had a Red Rooster burger, actually, not even knowing KFC would really, oh, sorry, Red Rooster would be in the running today, caught me by surprise.
Pardon me,
I'm going into a little bit of a food coma.
Come on.
Stop leaning back.
Come on, foodie. Get up there. Let's get into our next competitor then.
Oh, no. This is the one I'm dreading the most. This is the one that will fill you up the most.
This will fill you up. It is the... Whoa!
They are greasy as hell. Like, this is... I'm not sure if you can see that, but that is almost pure grease in that.
That is pure grease. And you can see it, too.
Yeah, you can see it on the top. Like, right all...
You can see it as you... On the table.
Yeah, you can see it all across the top of the... you can see it all across
the... Don't get any ideas over there, by the way, audience.
Like, you can see it across the top of the actual,
That girl in the audience. Anyway.
Yeah, you can see the grease on the top of the packaging as well. And it's even come through the seams as well.
I don't know.
Like, look at that.
I don't know if you can see this on camera.
But that is a McDonald's staple. Oh. Greasy food is what.
And by the way,
McDonald's
don't get mistaken. That's shadow from the microphone.
Yeah, I know. I know that shadow from the microphone. I know that is. I know the. I know the difference between grease and shadows.
There's
like,
no grease in that one, though.
No.
So that's a good start for a running mate. You want a running mate? Let's actually, because we're sharing. The
It'll be on the inside.
Oh.
Look at yeah. There's all the grease
yeah,
in
there.
There's all
the
grease in there.
Let's start with the latest prize. Do you want to use the silver? Fork?
I've got no. I got a little bit of the gravy on my thumb. Not a big fan of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan of the gravy.
So let's...
I'm not going to have a lot of this, to be honest.
I'm going to have that much.
I'm not going to have a lot. And the gravy definitely didn't get my...
Oh.
Fancy.
Not a fan of gravy.
No. No, I don't like the gravy. Like,
no, that's weak.
Usually I'm not a big gravy fan to begin with, but... My mother makes better gravy than this.
Oh, I don't know your mother, so
like she uses the pre-sachet stuff from Coles.
This has to be that.
This is worse than that.
This has to be that.
No, this this is worse than the stuff you find at Coles.
I'm gonna try the French fries on their the fries.
Oh, the fries on their own will be regular Macca's fries. They just do a large amount of Macca's fries and then throw a topping on top.
I think their fries have changed. I don't like the fries on their own. I think it's because they're...
Hungry Jack's fries on their own are really nice. They've changed their recipe, but...
I feel like the fry... Wow, that's a weak... That's a weak running mate.
That is, yeah.
This burger metal...
The gravy is incredibly poor.
I mean, I'm not giving it any chances here because it's new. I'm sorry, but you're not getting any cut here, McDonald's, because your running mate is new. You're sending out a non-traditional headline candidate. And then you send it with a new running mate and not your traditional one.
I don't... Yeah, it's the gravy that kills it.
That's a risky move.
The gravy is incredibly weak. It's not watery, but it's just not the flavour you expect
the
from gravy.
The flavour's not there.
The flavour's not there that you expect from gravy. You can keep that. You can have that. I'm not having any of that.
We're fighting over the other side now? I didn't realise that. Alright, so...
Well, that's a shared side.
That is a shared side. Alright.
You can have that.
Wow. I don't know if that's a good... Spoiler alert, it's not. So let's...
I have had double quarter pounders before. It's gotten bigger.
It's
gotten bigger. The bun's about the same, but the patty has gotten bigger. I can tell you that.
I like lifting that. I don't lift that up.
The patty. That's difficult to get your actual hand under. Like, mine's a little askew, as you can see. But I can't really peel the bun off, either of them, because it's bun... I'm going to assume there's...
I
got some onion. I don't know if it's on the burger or not, if that just got spilled over. I'm pretty sure...
It technically is an ingredient.
I can't see any on mine, though. Like, just from the little amount that I can peel up.
I've got that.
Show that to a camera. That's what you expect from Macca's.
This is what I've got. I mean, if I can tilt that up.
That is ultimately what you expect from Macca's, though.
I've got...
A small amount of stuff like that. The cheese won't be as good as Red Rooster's. I'm going to tell you that now. The cheese won't be as good.
All right. Snowtalk. All right, I'm going to let you go first.
This is the one burger I fear, actually.
Okay. So they're sending out a fear, like, are they trying to do a fear campaign to match the Whoppers? Do you think that's the reason to
like, just taste that cheese by itself.
I did, actually, and I'm not a fan.
It's a lot weaker than the Red Rooster cheese. And that says a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
and you, yeah,
Macca's has been in, the Macca's has been in the burger game a lot longer than Red Rooster.
Yeah.
And Red Rooster has better cheese.
You heard it. I think that deserves one. There you go. The crowd likes you there. I reckon. I think.
I'm trying to make sure I can get some of the, like, not just the pure patty and cheese. I'm trying to make sure I can get like pickle or onion in with it. Like,
I've already established my shot.
Yeah, I've got my bite mark because there's a pickle there.
Yeah, I reckon this is a fear campaign for McDonald's. They're sending out a weak side and they're trying to scare us with the burger, and I don't think it'll work.
No, I was afraid of the burger because of how weak it can be.
But that's the point. I mean,
there's no taste in the patties. That's the thing.
Okay.
No, that's a typical McDonald's thing too. There's no taste in the meat patties. It is literally just ground beef.
Mm.
Like, that's what you expect with meat patties, but at least with Hungry Jack's, it's flame grilled. Whereas with Macca's, it's just put into a quick oven.
It's boiled.
Yeah. There's actually no taste to the patty. Like, don't get me wrong. McDonald's, you can eat cold. Any burger, you can eat cold. Hands down.
I don't mind it.
I think if they brought the Big Mac instead.
I think that too. I think a lot of people are feeling that. And this burger election cycle going on for so long, I think the Quarter Pounder just scares a lot of people. Like you said, it's scary to open up a box and then you see
all that grease, and like, even this burger's not that well constructed. Like, you can see it hanging over the edge there. Like, that's a good amount of uncovered patty there, which is no issue. Like, I can't even, like, that's a fair bit of force to pull that bun off that, and that's what you're greeted with. That's not exactly appetizing. You can tell it's hastily made. There's no.
But that's a better put into it. That's a better presentation than what mine was.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Mine's like, you can barely see the onion in there.
I do appreciate the tomato sauce on the top of the bun. They have got something on top.
Yeah.
I mean, with KFC, if they put the mayo on top.
As well? Yeah, the top bun is just plain. Or even
butter.
Have you got a towel or something? Because my drink is perspiring all over the ground.
That's
all
right. I do. I have a paper towel. Yeah. I just can't get out. I'll try to figure it out.
All right. I'll let you out.
So if...
There you go.
Have your say.
Continue. Yeah, the double quarter pounder, I was expecting a bit more, to be honest, because I have had the double quarter pounder in the past. But out of the four, it's definitely the weakest from arguably the strongest competitor.
That's a fair call. Can't be heard. You are expecting a lot more from McDonald's.
It's McDonald's really is a well-known contender. But as I said, if they brought the Big Mac, that'd be better because they've done a lot more advertising with the Big Mac. Like, it's Ronald McDonald Day, November 17th. That's a dollar Big Mac.
Hmm.
Like, that's how much they ride on the Big Mac for sales. Like, they're even doing cheap 12-2 Big Mac meals. A medium Big Mac meal for $7 from 12 to 2.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a quarter pounder meal as well, but that's just a regular quarter pounder, which is significantly smaller than this.
Yeah. And a
quarter pounder meal is a glorified cheeseburger.
And that would have been a better push for them too. Like, if they pushed out the Big Mac, they can use...
They push the Big Mac, but nothing else. They only ever advertise the new stuff, and that's it. They don't advertise their older stuff, which... The double quarter pounder is actually on and off their menu.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised it was back on the menu.
And that's, well, that was in the opening, you know, it fought to be back on the regular menu.
Yeah.
And McDonald's is pushing that, but I don't think...
They're not advertising.
It's not advertising.
And they're not making it as good as they can be. Like, if you look at the Big Mac and pick that apart, you can see, even if it's hastily made, you can still see there's a little bit of prep put into it.
With the separation of the buns.
And you see that they actually have to be a little meticulous about it.
Yeah.
But if you pick a pack, if you pick a pack of pickled peppers.
If you pick Piper's peppers, pockets.
Something like that, yeah. But if you pick a part,
seashells.
A quarter pounder, like, you can't get the two patties undone.
I can't get that bottom patty off. I can't get
that's...
That. Oh, get that in there. There you go.
Like, yeah. That's just pure cheese in there, and that's just thrown into it. Everything on top of the patty, on the top as well, is thrown into it. Like, just thrown on as a garnish. And even just pulling it apart, my hands are starting to get greasy. Just
I know.
Pulling
I know.
Apart the bun, like, pulling apart the patties like that, it is greasy.
I think... I reckon they should have sent the
Big Mac. If they sent the Big Mac, that would have been a lot better.
Even if with that side... Because the Big Mac doesn't need much.
No, the Big Mac doesn't need a side. It's the whole package itself. It's the very unique sauce. It's the very unique presentation. Like, no other burger from anywhere else is built like a Big Mac.
But do you think that's why they didn't send it out? Because they thought that they couldn't find a running mate for it.
Maybe. Like,
maybe. I reckon if
don't get me, like... I'm not afraid of the double patty configuration that Macca's does. That for the double quarter pounder, because Hungry Jack's does it for their double Whoppers.
Mm.
They do the exact same thing, like even cheese in the middle. But it's the fact that the patties on the Whopper have taste.
Yeah.
And texture.
And we'll find that out soon, but...
Well, no, these are just single Whoppers.
Well, they have beef patties on them.
They've got beef patties, but they're the flame-grilled beef patties. And that's why...
Yeah,
I hate to toot their own trumpet here, but the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's because
you're watching the Whopper.
Yeah, because they put the effort. Like, even the worst built Whopper or Ultimate Double Whopper I've had beats this,
and that is just a bad presentation. I mean, we've had better presentation from the other two candidates on the stage.
If I opened this and opened a zinger, like for the first time without tasting anything. I would go for the Zinger.
Because it just looks better.
Well, and the bun is unique as well. Yeah. The Zinger bun is unique as well. As to that presentation, there wasn't a lot spilling out of the side of the burger. What it was, it tempted you to eat more of it.
And even
but with this, like... I get you're trying to give us a quarter of a pound of patty.
Yeah.
But put some love into it. Don't treat it like every other patty you cook.
Yeah. Wow, that's a fair call. Wow, we really didn't like it. I wasn't expecting not to like it as much. I ate half and you only ate
a bite. I ate one bite. But
you ate one bite.
That's, like, as I said, you can eat Macca's cold. So I can take this home, put it in the fridge, then put it in a microwave and eat it if I'm absolutely desperate. Because it's pure processed stuff. None of this is fresh.
Yeah.
Not even the bun is fresh.
The bun is... frozen, so...
Yeah, so... I've seen backstage of McDonald's. Yeah. Everything is frozen.
Yeah.
So you can put this in the fridge and, like, oh, I'll have it, like, in a... Probably not in a day or half. That's an exaggeration, but I don't feel like having this now. I'll have it later as a snack or if I'm hungry. You can do that with this because it's 100% processed.
Yeah.
Despite what they say, it's the exact same as what it used to be. Even though they're saying, oh, we're not using as much processed stuff, we're not using as much preservatives and all that. It's almost the exact same burger before they started that campaign.
Because, well, that too. And that was before this burger election cycle.
Mm.
Because that was another campaign with all of their burgers. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think Big Mac was involved with all of that.
They're saying, we're not, like, they're saying where they were using it from the cow. Like, that even used to be on the box.
Mm.
Where the cut from the cow was.
I'm not as disappointed as you are in Big Mac. But I feel like
this is the double quarter pounder.
Double quarter pounder, sorry. I am wishful thinking that they sent out the Big Mac.
Oh, I know. If they sent out the Big Mac, this would be an entirely different judging cycle.
I reckon next election they will bring out the Big Mac.
They have to.
I think they're trying to find a side for it, though. I think this was rushed.
Just regular chips.
I think...
Regular chip... No. Hands down, hands down, regular chips with Big Mac. I remember as a kid adoring the Big Mac with a Big Mac meal because you can easily take off the top of a Big Mac and put chips on it.
True. Why?
It's one of the few burgers that you can actually put chips on and it still works.
And I'm sorry, but did McDonald's miss the memo about the Whopper and all of the... popularity it's getting, send out your Big Mac. You've got you've got the biggest burger, arguably, in the world.
No, Hungry Jack's beats the Big Mac for size, hands down.
Okay.
Like, the Big Mac might be tall, but that's because of the thickness of the patty, and thank God that was in.
Oh, as in the biggest, as in the most popular.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. But, like, size-wise, Hungry Jack's says Mac is beat. It might be tall, but that's because it's a patty that thick, a bun that thick, patty that thick, bun that thick, another patty, and the same thickness of the bun. Like... The Big Mac buns are slightly thicker than that. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, look at it. Like, without even opening it, you can see the grease leaking out of
and
that.
And it's wet. Like, it's...
The box is wet. The box is wet.
The box is... That is...
Like, look. Grease. That's typical Maccas. Right. Having all that grease.
We can clearly tell who's it's who in that one, because I ate more.
Yeah.
Alright.
This is the one I'm excited for.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
I love Hungry Jack's.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
I'm disappointed we didn't go with the ultimate double whopper, but I hope next burger collection they do.
If they lose, they will send out the double ultimate whopper. Wow, okay.
Wow. Yes! Look at that. You can just lift that straight off and you can see all the fresh ingredients in there.
That is...
Look at that. That just lifts clean off and you can see everything there. You can see the tomato, you can see the pickles, you can see the onion, you can see the patty. You can see the two different sauces in there. And you don't have to pry that apart. That's just like, lift.
No, I'm impressed. I mean, I haven't had a Whopper in forever. And the last Whopper I had was actually a Whopper Junior.
They don't put cheese on the regular Whopper.
I don't see any cheese. And
on the Ultimate Double Whopper, yes. On the regular Whopper, no, there's no cheese.
There's nothing. That's
fine. Not having it on the bottom bun.
There's no like grease or it doesn't
it's
stick.
Perfect. Yeah, like perfect. I mean, the grease is from the patty because it's flame grilled. Like, you need to use grease for that as well, and that's what's leaked out onto the patty. But it's not greasy. Like, if you look at the box by itself, like back to the grease thing, like you can't. Same with the wrapped stuff as well. There was no grease on that.
Wow. We'll get to the running mates.
Oh, no, not the running mate. I mean, like, with the...
Yeah.
Like, with the Red Rooster and KFC burgers, there was no grease on those wraps, on that presentation. Like, and you look at the Whopper box, I implore you to try and find grease on this. Even on the bottom, that's clean.
That is clean.
Bottom is 100% clean on mine.
That's really good.
And that just shows you how much... I wouldn't say care and effort. Like, it's still fast food restaurant, so they've got to be very...
quick about
not
it.
Not quick, but they've got to have some speed about it.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can take this, sit it beside that, just from the presentation, like, from that alone, like, even the box doesn't fit together properly for the double quarter pounder.
I don't know how that up to the camera.
Like... looking at that, and that's just how the box naturally sits when I close it. Going from, that's greasy as fuck and doesn't fit in the box, that fits perfectly.
Yeah.
And this is the same box used for the Ultimate Double Whopper. They don't change the box. So that tells you how big the Whopper is by itself. It fits perfectly in that box, and so does the Ultimate Double Whopper.
I reckon that...
because with the Ultimate Double Whopper, all they do is add height.
Yeah.
It's the same size burger, they just add height.
I reckon we do.
And it fits perfectly. Like, that... I open it. Like, it's a little bit of a struggle to open because of the tabs. You close it. There's no struggle to close it. Yeah, there's no struggle to close it. Like, to open it, it's easy pushing the sides and it comes out. But close it...
So what have they got going on in the front here?
That's to tell you the ingredients.
Okay.
You can specifically customize Hungry Jack's burgers to not have specific ingredients.
Okay.
And they will actually... and depending on where you are, they'll actually mark off that ingredient to say, this is the one that doesn't have that. So if I order a Whopper without pickles and you order a Whopper without tomatoes, they will cross out the tomatoes and they'll cross out the pickles for mine.
Yeah.
So that's how you know there's a difference. Like, and Macca's is doing... like, Macca's has got this too, where you pop up which one's the proper one.
Yeah.
But... with that one, that exposes the burger when you do that, like...
yeah.
See? Whereas this one, if I was having a Ultimate, you push that in. Look how much of a gap that is.
Yeah.
That's just so small and minute, but it's enough to tell you which one it is. without compromising the security of the burger through the outside air, like through air, it doesn't make it as stale. But the issue is, this will go stale, that won't.
Yeah.
Because that's all processed, this is not.
This is not. I reckon we get into this.
Like, don't get me wrong, there's obviously going to be, they obviously need to ship it frozen as well, but it's not 100% processed. Like, those tomatoes are fresh.
Yeah, I reckon.
That's a fresh tomato right there.
First burger with tomatoes, by the way, would want to point out.
Like, even look at the pickles. Compare that pickle to the Macca's pickle. That's fresh. That's processed.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to pick that up now? After it's touched the double quarter, the atrocity that is the double quarter. Mm. All right, wow, I reckon one of us goes at a time.
You go first.
All right,
I still need to digest. Right. You go first.
This is just a hefty.
It's a
light bun, but it's hefty when you first pick it.
It's a big burger. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if you've got a huge appetite, like me, this is the burger for you.
Mm.
And they're not lying when they say they use fresh ingredients. Like, when you open up, that's fresh lettuce in there, that's fresh tomato, that's fresh onion, fresh pickles. And you can even see the char grilling on the patty. Like, that's not added in through processing. That is actually how they cook it. And you can see that through the char grill marks on the patty. And you can taste that. Whereas the cooking on a Macca's patty is uniform.
Yeah.
I don't even think I need to eat this. Like, I already know my views on this thing. Like, I've had this and all of its... I mean, not all of its variants. I haven't had the Angry Whopper yet. That's on my list. But I don't even need to eat this to tell you the strengths and flaws of this burger.
Well,
I've had it enough. But
for the presentation for the show.
For the sake of the show, yeah. I have to.
Yeah. I made it in time or something.
What? What? When?
You have to try each burger. That's the deal. And they're running weights too.
How the hell did you get into my house to sign that pet contract then? I don't remember signing this shit.
I stuck it through my diary. Anyway, that's a strange inside joke.
Like, even just taking off that small bit of patty has so much more flavour than that.
I think... I'm not wowed. I just say, I mean, it's a good, fresh burger.
You know, I'm not a tomato eater, so... I will eat tomato intermittently, like, depending on how I feel, but I'm just not in tomato mood at the moment, so I will take the tomato off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very intermittent if I will eat tomato on a burger or not. It depends on how I feel at the time. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I've had my bite. And you can tell the difference I feel between the two. Look at the size of those bites.
It is a it's a good, well-constructed burger.
Mm.
It's shown it's strong enough against its competitors too.
Mm. Like, look at that. That was taking the tomato off and putting it there. Look how little mark that leaves.
Yeah.
Like, that's all mayo and tomato sauce. And, like, the juices of the tomato. It was like, you took the patty off that and put it there. The grease would just go clean through it.
I think it's a strong burger.
Mm.
It stands up to its competition. But, and we still have to do the running mate yet. And we'll get on that.
You'll love the running mate.
Even
if you're not a fan of spice, you'll love the running mate.
I think it stands up on its own. And I know this whole joke was to debunk... the hype, but it does.
The hype is there. It warrants the hype.
Yeah.
It 100% warrants the hype. Even just the base Whopper warrants its hype, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm not trying to be biased because I love Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
But the hype that comes out for the Whopper is placed. This is their signature burger. Like, 100%, this is their signature burger. Any ad you see that's just a generic Hungry Jack's ad will have a Whopper in construction and being eaten.
Which goes more to the point of...
this is their front man.
Yeah.
And if the front man falls, everyone else falls. But the Whopper stays strong. Like, even if you get a shittily constructed Whopper, it's better than that.
Yeah, I think it would have been a more interesting race.
And this was done in about the same amount of time as that.
Yeah, we were... We had three of us running, getting burgers earlier this morning. It was ridiculous.
Getting these two burgers and those two fries, not even 5 minutes.
No.
And look at the construction difference between the two. I mean, granted, Hungry Jack's wasn't busy.
Yeah.
Like Macca's is. But even a busy Hungry Jack's still puts a better presentation.
Yeah.
Than
a well presented burger, excuse me. And I think
this is almost what you see on their advertisements.
Yeah.
Like they built like a not so busy go for it. Like it's a good burger. Like if it's if you compare a completely dead Macca's to a completely dead Hungry Jack's, Hungry Jack's will win out every time, because look at that. That's almost picture perfect what you see on the advertisements.
Yeah.
Then look at that.
Now,
that's what you see on the advertisements is meticulously crafted to be perfect. If I bribe someone at Macca's to take their time and build a good double quarter pounder, would not look anything like that, because this is fresh.
Doesn't have the same sort of...
That's not processed. It's not processed rubbish.
Can we like have a conversation between Macca's and Red Rooster here for a second?
I'm more inclined to vote Red Rooster.
Okay. Yeah, I am too, but...
Because, fact that fresher ingredients.
Yeah.
More variety.
Yeah.
And the fact is, even though it was a new burger from Red Rooster and not that heard of, it was far more enjoyable. I finished that.
I reckon.
I understand that people might have their skepticism because I ate Red Rooster first and Macca's third. That's probably what they can say. You've had two burgers by that. You've had two whole burgers by that point.
Well, we've had four if you include the Whopper. But look at that. I'm sorry, but I half finished mine. We'll knock off the Running Mate with some. We'll have a taste of the Running Mate. But
well, again, I'm only having one.
This is where it concerns me. There's a lot of grease here.
Well, when you look at it...
Yeah. Yeah, you look at that...
These aren't as greasy as Macca's fries.
Yeah. If you look at that and the KFC popcorn chicken, for example...
Well, they're two different cooking styles. You can't compare.
Yeah, that's
the thing.
True.
They're not prepared the same.
That's entirely true.
These are completely different than popcorn chicken.
No, that's entirely true. That's...
There's a little bit of spice. Be prepared. These are the new chicken fries. This is the second generation. They did have a first generation which weren't spicy. They're just regular chicken fries. These are second generation chicken fries. I know, because they took them off the menu for about a month or two.
Yeah.
So these are second generation chicken fries.
If they're spicy, then I want to know what mild is.
This is more of a mild spice. Like it's more prevalent when they're hot.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is like popcorn chicken spicy. Mm. Which is good as a side. Mm. Especially if you're having something like that. It's a good combination of flavours.
I reckon it is a good combination. I think... Oh, there's a bit of a spice there.
Mm.
Finally got it.
Like, it has the mild taste of the popcorn chicken spice. But you can get the zinger level spice of it too. And that's a side. If you're getting the zinger level spice from a side.
Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Like, they're prone to bending. They're just small chicken strips.
Yeah. I mean, it's a well-balanced meal from the Whopper. I was expecting fries from the Whopper, actually, as a running mate.
That's what you normally get when you order as a meal, but we didn't order them as meals. If you order the chicken fries and the meal, you wouldn't be able to finish all of them. Even I struggled finishing all of them. Eating those two just by themselves and providing your own drink or something, that's a good meal.
I reckon that's a solid meal. I reckon
because the flavours work well.
They work well. The fries.
You have the nice char-grilled taste of the patty. Mm. Fresh salad, the mayo, the tomato sauce, which you can taste.
Yeah, you can get there.
From the start, you can taste the mayo, the tomato sauce, or both.
Yeah.
From the first bite of the Whopper. And then you're adding in a good complementary taste of mild to semi-decent spice.
Yeah, and with the fries.
Like, this is arguable, that can get as spicy as the zinger.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, I've had ones that when you bite into them, after about 5-10 seconds, you get the zinger spice that you get from KFC.
Yeah.
And that's a side, not a main.
I do like the optical of that, though.
The box is beautiful. The
box is...
It's a beautiful presentation. Look at that. Yeah. It's beautiful. Like, granted, there's you can see the grease, but that comes with all deep-fried stuff. Like, there's going to be grease when there's deep-fried stuff. But
there is some nice design.
That kind of tells you what goes into the Macca's what goes into the Macca's burgers then, because... Yeah. If you're only getting this on Hungry Jack's because that's deep fried,
yeah.
What are they doing with those burgers?
Well, their fries aren't that.
The fries aren't that bad, but not in that box. That's a completely different box than normal. How they normally present their with their normal one.
I just wanted an excuse to open it up. And yeah. Terrify you. All right. So that's the candidates have battled. Final remarks. Let's go by candidate first, and then
candidate first. So, which way are we going to go?
Let's go.
Was that where we started first?
Yeah, where we started. Red Rooster.
Surprising, not what I thought they'd bring to the table.
I think they were a strong contender for a last minute contender. They were strong.
Yeah,
they were quick. They weren't the most expensive, which from an independent you might expect.
Well, they were all done in about the same time.
Yeah,
is what I noticed, but the qualities differ greatly.
And that is actually... That's an interesting part to this experiment. They're all fast food, they're all done in the same amount of time, and they're
roughly
all...
All of them were done in about 5 minutes max.
Yeah, and this is middle of the day, by the way, folks. So if...
Macca's is busy, but Macca's is always busy.
Correct. But, yeah, this is middle of the day, so...
Even midnight Macca's, you get the same presentation.
Yeah.
When it's absolutely dead, you get the same double quarter pounder any time of day.
And that's the
point. And that says something.
That's part of the point, is that we didn't go in the most peak hour time.
Mm.
We went in middle of the day on a Thursday of all things, so...
It's dead.
And it's dead. So, and I feel like Red Rooster...
Did really well. That was a very surprising burger from Red Rooster.
KFC... Greatly disappointed from what
it lived up to my expectations of what I expected of the burger, okay. But that's because I have had KFC in the past, so I know what to expect, and it did meet the levels of what they've presented in the past. I've had worse.
Yeah.
But that I'm not saying that it was bad, but I'm saying KFC can do worse than that.
Yeah. And they definitely... Well, they can do better, too.
They can definitely do better, but that wasn't their worst.
Yeah. I reckon KFC was still weaker than Red Rooster.
That's fair enough.
I don't know if you feel the same way.
I think we definitely know what the weakest was.
Not Hungry Jack's. No, alright, let's go.
Macca's was weakest. Let's go to Macca's was the weakest.
Why, McDonald's? Why?
It was so weak.
Send out your Big Mac.
I would have finished a Big Mac.
Why?
Despite how full I was, I would have finished a Big Mac.
Why did you not send out the Big Mac this election? Is it because you want the Whopper to win, so you can come back and... overtake them?
I don't think so. I think that the Big Mac is kind of played out. Like, to actually use real world politics, it's been done so much. It's the old guy you always vote for because you know it's reliable.
That's true. And wins elections, though.
Yeah.
So...
But they want to try bringing out something new.
Yeah, but
how the Australian Liberal Party got rid of Howard after his three terms. Like, Howard was reliable. He won as far as I wasn't born.
Yeah,
like I was born into his third term.
You were born into his third term.
1996 was his third term.
Correct.
Yeah, so I was born into his third term.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, he reliably won all three terms
with big
swings to him.
Yeah.
So. You can compare the Big Mac to the Australian Prime Minister, John Howard. He was old, reliable.
Yeah.
But then when they brought out something... any Australian who was alive in my time, even my younger brother, who's 18 months younger than me, who was born at the end of his term...
Knows about John Howard and knows how...
He knows who John Howard is.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. With the fierce amount of competition that the Whopper has put out in this cycle... Mm. I reckon an old favourite
would have been better.
At least, if not one, would have...
Well, I mean, nowadays, John Howard still wouldn't win an all... Like, John Howard wouldn't be able to win the election for Liberals.
No.
Hands down, they wouldn't be able to win the election for Liberals.
No. But...
But that's real-world politics. That's not what we're here for.
But then... Well, that's the point, though. If The Big Mac.
People are getting tired of it.
Yeah.
It's the same recipe.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same process, same recipe. It's getting old.
It is getting a bit.
There's no innovation there.
No.
Whereas Hungry Jack's, it is continuously evolving. They're bringing out new variants of the Whoppers. They're bringing out... Hell, I've seen more come out from Hungry Jack's than I have seen Macca's in the last year.
Yeah.
You had the 2 for Tuesdays, and there was various kinds of burgers and different styles of burgers you could get for that.
Yeah.
They've just recently brought... they had a pulled pork burger that was a part-time thing. That wasn't going to be a full-time addition to the menu.
Interesting experiment, though.
It was a good burger, don't get me wrong. Yeah. It was a nice burger, but I'm not saying I'm disappointed that it's gone, but I'm saying they did the right thing by having it there for a couple of months and taking it off.
Yeah, but they're still going to work on and improve their...
Well, which is what they've done. They've brought out a new set of very similar burgers. It's not pulled pork. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but they look very appetizing from what I see for the advertisements.
Yeah.
And on their menu, they look extremely nice, and it's been very tempting to order those every time.
Well, and you got to think the hype isn't real, because look how well that looks on an ad.
Well, but the thing is, you've got the reliability of Hungry Jack's, though.
Yeah, that's true. Very hit miss from Macca's. I reckon, for best?
I think they wouldn't. I think they still wouldn't have won the election, even if they brought out the Big Mac.
Okay. That's a fair call. It would have been a lot closer.
It would have been harder to decide.
It wouldn't have been a washout like it is.
Yeah.
I reckon the Whoppers, hands down.
Hands down wins. Macca's would be competing for second or third if they brought the Big Mac. They wouldn't be dead last.
Yeah. It's tough to go for a second, though.
For me, it's KFC.
I reckon for KFC, based on sheer brand recognition at this point. But... give it a year or two. Red Rooster, if they keep
this up and they can actually advertise this, like the Red Rooster advertising train has gone down. Like KFC and like KFC still advertises, but they're their Zinger wraps that they advertise. Red Rooster, I don't see advertising.
No,
Red Rooster.
They're advertising.
Granted, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore.
No,
but
no, I don't have.
I don't hear or see any Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Representation. KFC, yes. Hungry Jack's, yes. Macca's has the most money out of all of these guys, so they can afford the airtime. But you'd expect something better.
Absolutely. I think we've learned a lot, actually. I wasn't expecting to learn this much in the Emporium here today. And I feel it's just been an interesting experiment. I take it away now to know, you know...
I don't sleep well. I'm going to be missing dinner tonight. I'm not going to be eating dinner after this.
I don't feel like I'll be eating dinner after
this. I have pesto chicken for dinner.
I feel like I need to go take a nap.
Yeah, food coma.
How's a nap sound?
I have to drive home.
You have to drive home. There you go. And how about a nap after?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm napping the second I get home.
I am napping.
I mean, I'm tired as it is because of my insomnia, but this put, like, it's food coma.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty to go around. I mean, lots of bags over here if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the sides home. Probably not the chips. The chips have gone soggy.
Yeah.
Which is what happens with the thick-cut chips like that. They go soggy.
They do go soggy. But...
thick-cut chips like that don't have a longevity.
They really don't, but...
they're best eaten hot, those ones.
Yeah. I reckon this has been an interesting experiment. I reckon it's going to be interesting if there was a real election. all of the jokers led up to that. But I think looking at these burgers as candidates, they need to stand alone too and not behind a deal.
Which is what the Whopper does.
Which is what the Whopper does. The Quarter Pounder let me down. And
Quarter Pounder needs to be in a meal.
Yeah.
In order to enjoy that, it needs to be in a meal. And then, even then, you're only getting it because your kids want Macca's.
Yeah. With KFC and Red Rooster, I feel like that they can be out of a meal, though.
They can be out of a meal.
They can be
and,
out of a
But
meal.
They work well in a meal as well.
Exactly.
Same with the Whopper.
In terms of logistics and things like that, I feel like those two work better, but they're in a separate category than the big two.
Yeah.
And I just feel like McDonald's is trying too many new things.
They're not trying enough new things. They don't bring out anything new.
Yeah, and having the double quarter pounder as that hot ticket item is just...
You know what? Like,
don't know.
Even as advertised as Macca's is, when I was younger and it was still on the menu, you want to know what I had most at Macca's? The chicken Caesar wrap.
Oh, yeah, the chicken Caesar wrap.
The crumbed chicken Caesar wrap. I had that more than any burger at Macca's.
If you want a good...
But they took it off.
Yeah, they took it off. Why?
Because it wasn't a burger and they weren't advertising it, so yeah. No one was buying it.
Yeah.
The day I learnt that wasn't on the menu, I was devastated. Like, I'm not joking. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, that was surprisingly fresh for Macca's.
Yeah. I can't remember what I used to have a kid, as a kid. I reckon a hamburger.
I used to have a Big Mac as a kid, and then I moved to the chicken Caesar wrap.
Yeah, I moved from... Well, I haven't really developed much from McDonald's. I mean, I go to the Big Burgers occasionally, but I stick to the hamburgers and the chicken and cheese burgers and stuff like that. We don't even want to open up the can of worms of McDonald's chicken. So we're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
This is not a chicken debate. This is the great burger debate of 2016. Lots of stuff learned, lots of highlights, probably lots of recap to happen throughout the rest of the week. I'd like to thank Kieran the Mad King for coming on and kind of being my savior actually in this whole process. But
no issue at all.
You know, it's good to have a second person to bounce off too. So yeah. Thank you very much for joining us.
No issue. My pleasure.
I haven't looked at the camera enough today. Hello. Thank you for watching. It's a weird setup here though.
Yeah.
It's a nice little setup. I feel like we're outside in the concert. We've got the stereo going. We've got the...
Yeah.
We've got the... Echo. Today. This is great. It's great. Time of my life. If we get the... See, there you go. They can do that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll be back to regular programming on Sunday from 9 o'clock. Thank God, because I don't think we can do this every single week.
No.
Sunday's in, like, what, 3 days?
3 days. You're on your own.
I've got 3 days to recover. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Let's hear it for the crowd as we go off into the sunset for GLS. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.